Hello, everyone. Sorry for a few days' delay. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. This week, I'm stuck on the language of politics. After Vladimir Putin won the presidential elections, Margarita Simonyan, head of RT, formerly Russia Today television channel, tweeted, «Раньше он был просто наш президент, и его можно было поменять. А теперь он наш вождь, и поменять его мы не дадим». Before, he was just our president and could be replaced, but now he is our leader, and we won't let him be replaced. Now, if we just concentrate on language, what is this title of vosht? Is vosht some kind of leader? Is it a special kind of leader? How does vosht differ from a president? And once you've got a vosht, why don't you want to ever let him go? So many questions about one short tweet. But the word vosht is interesting, mostly for the connotations it acquired during the Soviet period that still affect who can and who cannot be considered a vosht. Vosht has three related but distinct meanings. First of all, vosht is the term you use to describe the chief of a tribe. In Russian children's books, written by authors captivated by the American Wild West, there are an awful lot of vajdi krasnokozhikh, chiefs of the Redskins. Vajdi are also the chieftains of tribes or groups of people anywhere in the world. The second meaning is a military leader, although this usage is now obsolete. Он был вождь русских полков. He was the leader of the Russian regiments. And the third meaning is the sense of leader with a capital L. This might be someone who is a charismatic and inspiring leader in the sphere of science or the arts. Помню одну популярную музыкальную группу, и у нее даже был духовный вождь. I remember a popular music group that even had its own spiritual leader. Or you might use the word вождь to describe a leader in society. Для русской интеллигенции Степан Разин прежде всего вождь восставшего крестьянства. For the Russian intelligentsia, Stepan Razin was above all the great leader of the peasant uprising. But most of the time, it means someone who is an ideological and political leader. This isn't a statesman, a word that one struggles to convey in Russian, or just a popular leader. A group of subjects, that is, my Russian friends and acquaintances, whom I torture with questions, described a vozhd as someone who is like the father of the nation, the source of inspiration, the one lighting the path into a bright future, someone who is strong, powerful, and rather autocratic. This usage and meaning is tightly connected with the Soviet state and ideology. Lenin vozhd mirovogo proletariata. Lenin is the leader of the world proletariat. Stalin, velikiy vozh sovetskogo naroda. Stalin is the great leader of the Soviet people. Foreign leaders, who were charismatic and inspiring by Soviet socialist standards, like Fidel Castro and Mao, also could be vajdi, too. But when I asked my group of Russians if, say, John F. Kennedy, the only U.S. president I thought was genuinely popular and respected among Russians, could be called vozhd, they all burst out laughing. So vozhd is a very idiosyncratic word. It is not a position or a job like president, president, premier minister, prime minister, or kanzler, chancellor. Now it seems to have lost its tinge of socialist ideology. Vladimir Putin does not espouse communist ideology, but it appears to have retained some autocratic connotations. It will be interesting to see how this word continues to develop. Check back in 50 years. In the meantime, what does a vozhd rule over? Not a country. The vozhd as chieftain rules over vozhestva, a chiefdom, defined as a primitive form of government that unites villages or communities under the vozhd. The society in this vozhestva is not a meritocracy. Status individuума обусловлен тем, насколько близким родственником вождя он является. The status of the individual is determined by how closely he is related to the leader. Вожество is called промежуточная форма политической структуры, an intermediate intermediary form of political structure. Without a professionalni pravishi eliti, professional ruling elite. Instead, the definition tells us, есть централизованное управление и наследственная иерархия правителей и знати. Существует социальное неравенство, но еще нет формального и легализированного аппарата принуждения и насилия. There is centralized governance and an inherited hierarchy of rulers and nobility. There is social inequality, but there is not yet a formal and legalized government apparatus of coercion and violence. So, no worries, nothing like Russia. I guess Vladimir Putin is a vozhd without vozhestva.